Welcome back to Durango Digs on AM 1240 KDGO and 98.3 FM. Jack Llewellyn with the Chamber of Commerce. That's who I am. Here with Susie Fair from Southwest Health Alliance Steering Committee, Chamber Board, Durango Network. I mean, all the hats you wear. Thank you for being here.
Thanks.
Now, so during the break, you were showing me some of the rates, and I was like, wow, this is awesome. Now, small business, because the Chamber is about small business. Are there products that the small business owner can look and go, finally,
yeah,
I can help my employees with insurance?
Yes. So it's really important to spend a little bit of time on this, because I think this is one of the hugest and coolest parts of what we did. I mean, covering individuals, I don't know. I get teary-eyed when I think about the rates, how low they are, and how many more people are going to be having access to insurance rates. Like, it really gets me choked up, because we, in our area, we just need to have more affordable healthcare, and this will bring it. But for businesses, and that's another hat I wear is I am the president of the Durango area HR managers. I know from firsthand experience that HR managers are, deal all the time with the rates of what health insurance costs and how they're going to put that in their budget and how they're going to work around it. So the plan and bear with me, ask as many questions as you have, because this is a little confusing at first, but it's very exciting. So the plans that the Southwest Health Alliance are offering for businesses are called ICHRA plans, right? ICHRA is an acronym for, it's spelled I-C-H-R-A, and it stands for Individual Coverage Health Reimbursement Arrangement. Okay.
That's okay.
A mouthful. It's a horrible acronym, but it is what you need to know. Okay. So what it does is it allows the employer, well, first of all the plans that are purchased through a business are owned by the individual. So you have 6 employees and you want to offer them health insurance. They go onto the marketplace and choose one of these ICHRA plans, right?
Okay.
Say it costs $400 a month, right?
Okay.
That they want to put in. The employer can choose how much contribution they want to put into that $400 on a tax-free basis. So a lot of what happens when an individual buys a plan, then their employer can't take that
right.
pre-tax amount, which is
yeah.
what they would do if they had a group plan, right? So this is an individual plan owned by the employee. They can, if they leave the employer, they could take their plan with them, which is exciting,
wow.
right? Because
yeah.
that's not how it is when we have that,
right.
normally what we do, right? The employers can choose what kind of contribution they want to make on a tax-free basis. So say that this plan is $400 for, employee Jack, and he goes on the exchange, he buys the plan, it's $400 a month. The employer can say, I would like to participate by contributing $300 a month to Jack's plan. Right.
Uh-huh.
So the employer hires a ICHRA administrator, which is it's a nominal fee per month. I can't remember how much it is, but it's very low.
And where do you find one of these?
You can find them on the Southwest Health Alliance
okay.
website. You can also Google ICHRA plan administrator,
right.
ICHRA plan administrator,
uh-huh.
and find them.
Okay.
So you can designate that you're going to give employee Jack, X number of dollars towards his plan. You can have different classes of employees. So I can say temp employees, I'm going to put $50 a month towards their insurance plan. Managers, I'm going to put $350 towards their plan. Seasonal employees, I'm going to put $25 a month.
So the flexibility and customization yes. of this is amazing.
Yes. So this employer sets a designated class and has reimbursements towards qualifying plan. So there's no minimum or maximum employer contribution limit. Right? So I can say, if I say I want to give you $500 towards this ICHRA plan, it's actually towards health reimbursement. So if I say, I'm going to give you $400 a month, Jack, but you found in a plan that's only $275,
right.
then you actually have $125 more dollars that you could, pay for copays or go to get a massage or, the same kinds of things that you can use now.
Do something that's, health, mental health, whatever related. Yeah,
right.
which we're going to talk about mental health
right.
too. But
okay.
this is amazing. So where, I'm sorry to interrupt, but you guys are out campaigning, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
and promoting this product, because I'm sitting here right now thinking to myself, oh my gosh, I sure hope I haven't committed to XYZ insurance carrier right
yeah,
now
right.
for our insurance that we've always had
yes.
at the Chamber. I want to look into this.
Absolutely. So for individuals, open enrollment is November 1st to January 15th. That's a really important date if you're an
yeah.
individual listening to this that you need to know, because you're going to need to jump on the exchange and pick which plan you want and sign up for it. if you use an existing broker or you want to connect with a new one, you can go to Connect for Health Colorado on November 1st to find ones. And if you're in a business, you should contact your brokers now so that you can give them an awareness of what's going on. And we're trying to get brokers in our area certified. There are lots of brokers from other areas that also can help, you know, with these things.
Do you know, like, all right, Ken Bates, I'm throwing his name out, are individuals. So are there others that you know here locally that are
so the
certified?
Last I heard, Jay Short was the was the office was one of the people that was certified in town. I have, I'm sorry, I don't have that information.
That's okay.
I know Ken Bates will. I can't imagine that he would not be certified very soon if he isn't already.
Well, Ken, if you're listening, get certified.
But we are definitely in touch with Ken Bates, and we are letting him know about how to get certified and that
sure.
kind of thing.
Okay.
So yeah, Jay Short, I know, has been certified already. But we do have people on the steering committee that can lead you to the correct people and can and are keeping track of all the brokers that are certified. So it will be listed on our website when that happens.
So what I mean. And it's so funny because I sit here and listen to this and go, why the hell hasn't this been an option? I mean, it's one of those things that it makes sense.
Well, I can tell you that the ICRA plans haven't been – there was a law that was put into place. I think it started January 1st of 2019, but don't quote
me.
So
it's recent.
So it's recent, and people just didn't know what was offered. So there is our plan that's an ICRA plan, which is on the marketplace, which is huge. And like I said, it is something that is so incredible. Like, it literally brings me to get teary-eyed because I get so excited that small businesses can cover their employees and individuals can be covered, and this ICRA plan for small businesses – Jack, this allows a business to say, I want to put X number of dollars towards health insurance. Yeah. And that's all I'm going to be able to do because I don't know, right? You don't have to just guess at what next year. It might be 25% more in your budget. It might be 50% more in your budget, right? Hopefully, it'll be less in your budget this year. But you get to decide what you want to do as a business. And then you are the one who decides if things go up or go down. You don't have to wait and have an external factor to decide that for you.
Right. Well, and real quick, so I don't forget.
Okay.
Couple things. One, I want to talk about the mental health of this, and then also I want to talk about, okay, is this just going to be for 1 year? And you know, and all of a sudden, a couple of years down the road, the prices went up. Sorry. No. So mental health. Hey, I can't even say it. I need mental floss. Yeah. I joke and say, and in all seriousness, though. The stress of COVID, the stress of life, the stress of kids at home, and you know, trying to manage all that. And I say to people, I've had a couple of real dark days in all of this that I've just said,
I
can't do this. So if I say that to let people know, you're not alone.
Yes.
And secondly, if you are depressed and you're having, you know, issues, or you're doing, you know, self-medication, things of that, reach out for help. And through the Southwest Health Alliance, you guys have mental health built in. And as I understand it, it's some, you know, your mental floss visit to your counselor could possibly be no charge. I mean, this is amazing.
Yeah, one of the major components of this plan that I think is really important to showcase here and to talk about is that mental health benefit. And I can say that I also have had some dark days. My kids are doing homeschooling right now, like online/homeschooling.
And you're having to learn algebra again.
And I'm like, I'm trying so hard. My son had math today, and I was like asking my husband, I said, can you come help him? Because I have no idea how to do
these things. No wonder you're doing the interview. Stepping out.
Yeah. So we're tag teaming it, and it's been difficult. But yes, mental health benefits were a huge part of what we wanted to do. And like I said, in the beginning of this conversation with you, you know, we were reaching out to mental health providers. So if you have not been contacted by Bright, or you want to be part of this plan, then you can contact Monique DiGiorgio. With the Southwest Health Alliance. You can go onto that website, southwesthealthalliance.org. But the mental health benefits, just so that you know, we as a group, we wanted to have higher reimbursement rates
Higher reimbursement rates
for providers. If you say that you go to see a mental health provider now and it's $80 a session, you know, for some people that's completely out of range for what they can afford, right? But the mental health provider has to also balance out what they get paid, because they don't get paid a lot from the insurance. If the insurance companies only reimburse them $30, you know, they can't afford to pay their rent if they they have that. So I actually talked to one of my friends who's a mental health provider, and she said, I cannot believe the reimbursement rate on this. It is very close to what my full price my full price rate is. We've tried to expand the mental health network so that you have more options, and we've reduced these prior authorization hassles. So there's a lot of times where it's like, I want to go see a provider, a mental health provider, and your insurance company will be like, hold on, you need to get three authorizations and a, you know,
we
something
need to verify
else before.
You need to see
right.
somebody.
And
right.
you're like, wait. And so then you can't even get an appointment for months, you know?
Yeah.
So we've done that. And then we've also, in terms of plan design, we've put an unlimited number of outpatient visits. So I know for my plans that I've been on in the past, it's like you get 10 mental health provider visits a year. We don't have that. We have an unlimited number of outpatient visits. So you can go see a mental health provider when you need to see a mental health provider. We've also created a flat dollar copay so that between $0 and $50, depending on what plan. So if you want to go see a mental health provider and you choose the plan where a mental health provider is covered with a $0 copay, mm-hmm. that's great. If you want to choose a plan that's a $30 copay, that's great, or $50 copay. But at least you know every time you go to the mental health provider,
that's what it's going
to
cost.
That's what it's going to cost. And they're not subject to deductible. So you don't have to pay and meet a deductible before you're able to get mental health. This is also a huge component of what we have done in this area. And it really, Peak has really made that a priority, and the Southwest Health Alliance, you know, that I would say on the steering committee, that's one of the most exciting things about the plan design that we have going on, are these enhanced mental health benefits.
Well, and it's amazing how the, you know, mental health is so, so vitally important, and in with stresses, it triggers so many other underlying issues. You know, I always tell my medical history, I got diverticulitis, and I know a lot of it was caused from stress, mm-hmm. just because of things going on with the COVID and everything. And it's so nice that you can have, you know, the unlimited visits, so to speak, because, you know, after every board meeting, I need one. You're on my board. No, but there are those things, and you just kind of go, I just need to talk to someone. There's so often that I'll talk to a counselor, and after the set, I just had to get everything off my chest.
Yeah.
Like, now, Jack, are you going to change your behavior? And what are you going to do to take time for you? And
right.
I have done that this summer. I've taken a day off, you know, on Friday. I said, you know what? It's okay.
I think I've told you to take a day off, haven't
You've
I?
You told me that like 5 years ago, Susie, and I'm finally doing it.
Nice.
You know, there's hope. There's hope.
Nice.
But no, that mental part is so, so vitally important, especially right now. So that's so encouraging. And through Southwest Health Alliance, again, you can kind of customize your plan.
Yeah. And you know, the mental health piece ties into when we first did these focus groups about what it is that people needed in our area and what it is that a health plan was and what it is that people understood that it was. You know, a lot of costs for that back end of healthcare, you know, the catastrophic events, the you know, diabetes and cancer and things like that, you know, if you take care of your body up front, and mental health is a large portion of that, right? Why do I overeat? Why do I choose to do things that are not healthy for my body, right? So the mental health component of that is such an important piece to overall health that costs will go down later. So you know, we have choices in how we spend our money. It's a preventative, it's a preventative health benefit to be able to have this level of mental health care available to you, to have providers that are there and available for you, and to be able to get appointments without having to worry about authorization hassles, and then be able to know that you get as many visits as you need, not as somebody in some corporate office somewhere told you that you get per year.
Well, and we're going to take a break here in about a little less than a minute, but one of the things, too, I want to talk about are alternative, you know, whether it's homeopathic treatment or acupuncture, or massage therapy, if there's anything in the new products that Southwest Health Alliance is putting together with Bright. And again, big shout-outs to Peak Alliance or Peak Healthcare.
Peak Health Alliance Peak, and the Southwest Health
I got
Alliance.
The words, just not in the right order.
It's kind of confusing. So Peak is the purchasing cooperative, and we Southwest Health Alliance is underneath that. But our plans will be listed on the exchange as Southwest Health Alliance plans.
All right. You stick around?
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back in just a few minutes. And then I'm so glad you told me to take time off. You know, I'm calling everybody. I'm taking a lot of time off. No, I'm kidding.
You deserve it.
I deserve something. Yeah. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to AM 1240, KDJO 98.3 FM. Stay tuned.